Put Jazz in your washing machine. Finest Jazz you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. In an anteroom adjoining the courtroom of Judge Burke in the Superior Court of Los Angeles, California, Ted White stands facing his attorney, Robert Rollins. It was only a short time ago in this very court that the father of Chucky attempted in every way possible to discredit Maita as a mother fit to take care of their son. In Ted's mind, the testimony he gave apparently fell on deaf ears. He recalls vividly the words of Judge Burke.
It is my opinion that the interests of the child involved in this proceeding would be better served by granting the custody of the child, pending the divorce trial, to the mother. And it is so ordered. Mrs. White shall permit the father to take the child at 10 a.m. on Saturday of each week and return the child to the plaintiff, not later than 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Although Robert Rollins had prepared his client for the outcome of this particular proceeding, Ted was not prepared for what followed.
There has also been filed in this proceeding a petition by the plaintiff praying for temporary support. This court finds that the defendant in this case appears to be a man of substantial means, that he has an annual income of $50,000, that the plaintiff has no means of support. The court therefore orders that the defendant pay to the plaintiff, until the further order of this court, the sum of $250 per week, commencing immediately. The court further orders that there be paid to the plaintiff the sum of $250 per week, commencing immediately, for support and maintenance of the minor child, Charles White.
You're more than a little upset at the outcome of the court proceedings, aren't you, Ted? You feel for the first time somewhat helpless in a situation where, up until now, you've held winning cards. What you don't know is that there is a card in the deck that hasn't been dealt you as yet. One that might tip the scales in your favor. We'll learn more about that in a moment. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Don't miss out on Does's big bargain offer. It's steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are worth $2. But if you act now, Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives, send 50 cents and one regular, large-sized Does box top.
Either way, you want Does for white, white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
So get Does today and don't miss out on your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular, large-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
But hurry, offer expires September 30th, 1950. Good only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
You may as well know, Rollins, I have no intention of paying Maita one penny. $500 a week, it's ridiculous.
That's only a temporary arrangement, Ted. There is a possibility that the judge might reverse himself after the actual divorce trial. The one thing you were after was the...
My son.
Yes. At least you're permitted to have the boy weekends. I didn't think we'd even get that far.
You didn't? May I ask just what preparation you intend to make for the trial?
Every preparation, of course. But don't get the idea that you're not going to have to pay Maida alimony and support for Chucky. That was a court order. And if you don't comply with that order, you'll find yourself in jail, in alimony row. But as I said, there's always the possibility of the judge reversing himself.
How can we make this possibility an actuality?
I don't know. I'm not going to resort to anything that is not within the law. Of course, I haven't seen Bertha Bowers yet.
What do you mean?
Well, she phoned the office for an appointment.
Oh? When?
Last Friday.
Very interesting. She'll make an excellent witness.
Just what did you say to her, Ted?
Nothing, really.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
When are you going to see her?
She should be in my office right now.
Well, supposing you hear what she has to say before you question me, Rollins.
You seem rather pleased with yourself.
Yes, I've just realized now that the possibility you spoke of might become an actuality. There is every reason to think that Judge Burke might reverse himself.
Just a few minutes ago...
That was a few minutes ago. There's no reason for us to discuss this morning proceedings any further, is there? I don't want to keep you from your appointment with Mrs. Bauer.
Mrs. Bauer, Mr. Rollins just phoned from the courthouse. He won't be very long. Just make yourself at home.
Thank you. Why did I make an appointment? Why am I here? If Bill knew, he... There's still time for me to change my mind. There's still time.
But you won't change your mind, Bertha. As much as you'd like to leave Mr. Rollins' office before he returns, you don't seem to be able to move, do you? You're frightened. But even your fear of what Bill might do when he learns what part you may play in a divorce case isn't as great as your fear of Ted White, his threat to Bill, and to you. Your thoughts are interrupted by the opening and closing of the door.
Oh, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mrs. Bauer.
Oh. Oh, that's all right, Mr. Rollins.
So you're Bill's wife.
That's right.
How is Bill?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, when you phoned for an appointment, you mentioned something about the separation between Maida and Ted.
Yes, I know. Mr. Rollins, isn't there some way that... Well, that their situation could be ironed out?
I rather doubt it, Mrs. Bauer. I've just come from a court session. Ted's very upset and Maida... Well, I don't think I have to tell you she's determined to get a divorce. I had a talk with her attorney a few days ago. I thought perhaps he and I might get together and be able to straighten everything out. He tried to reason with your sister-in-law.
So did I. Why does she want this divorce?
Well, that's beside the point now. This morning, the court gave her temporary custody of Chucky and temporary support. The divorce trial is scheduled for 4 weeks from tomorrow.
How do you think it will turn out?
One never knows, but I'm of the opinion that she'll be given Chucky and either alimony or a settlement. Unless, of course, we're able to turn up evidence that would discredit her testimony and the testimony of her witnesses.
What kind of evidence would discredit her testimony?
Well, you know the grounds upon which she filed suit.
Yes. Bill said something about Ted not having lived with her.
That's right.
But what about Chucky?
Well, what do you mean?
If Ted had witnesses who could honestly say that she wasn't a fit mother, I don't mean morally or anything like that.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't like to say it.
You have certain information that...
Well, yes. I don't know if it would mean anything, but from what I've seen of Chucky and Maida together, I don't think he even wants to be with her. I think he's afraid of her.
Afraid of her? In what way?
He doesn't act like she's his mother at all. He'd much rather be with his father.
The boys told you that?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what has Chucky said to you?
I've never been too close to him. No one has really except Ted. when I went to see Maida the other day, tried to tell her that she was doing the wrong thing. Well, Chucky, who'd been playing in the yard, came in. And he started to question his mother, wanted to know when he was going home, when he was going to see his father.
How did he happen to question his mother?
Well, I asked him how he was enjoying staying with his grandfather and Aunt Trudy.
Yeah.
He said he didn't like it at all. He wanted to go home. And then he started questioning his mother. You could see he was very unhappy. Maida had to send him to his room.
Did he cry?
No. I've never seen Chucky cry. But he's a pretty scared kid. And Maida's... Well, she upsets him. She always has. She's not too stable, you know.
Oh, I hadn't been aware of that. Oh, Mrs. Barry, can you give me any concrete examples of her instability?
I suppose I could if I... Well, it's rather hard to think back, you know.
Oh, naturally. Would you be willing to testify as a witness for Ted?
Frankly, Mr. Rollins, I don't know. After all, Maida is Bill's sister.
Yes, I understand.
Would my testimony... Would it help Ted?
Immeasurably.
Supposing I let you know. I'll phone you by the end of the week. I want to do what I can, and yet... Well, I'll let you know, Mr. Rollins.
White, white washes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove's.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove's. Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then keep this fact in mind. Maybe your clothes can take it, but how about your hands?
Yes. If a pair of red hands is the price you're paying for doing your wash, then join the swing to Dove's. See what it really means to get white whitewashers without red hands.
Dove's can make this promise because of the way Dove's is made. Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So, how about it? If you want white washes without red hands, get Does today. Robert Rollins reports Bertha's visit to Ted White, who in turn has a talk with Bill Bauer in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.